drowning at the border. Thousands breached Ceuta, 15 dead in the surge. Spain's military moved in fast. But the real question isn't whether walls hold. It's what a civilization owes when its own perimeter becomes a killing ground. Seneca takes this first, then Franklin.
Lucilius, you ask what I make of the news from Ceuta. Thousands driven to the water, 15 swallowed by it, soldiers now standing where police broke. I think of Corsicana. 8 years I watched the sea from that rock. Neither Roman nor exile, merely a man the emperor had not, yet decided to kill. The sea does not negotiate. It takes the prefect's son and the slave's child with equal indifference. Morocco opens the gate, Spain closes the fist. Between them, bodies become counters. I have seen this arithmetic before, at the Rhine, at the Euphrates, in the grain riots when the Annona failed. Power uses people as tallies, then feigns surprise when the board overturns. The drowned are not statistics. They are Gaius, they are Marcia, they are the boy who clung to his mother's neck until the current decided otherwise. We build walls and call them order. The sea laughs at walls. So does hunger. So does the man who has nothing left to lose. Write to me from Sicily. Tell me if the wheat ships arrive on schedule.
I read the dispatch from Ceuta at my desk on Market Street, the ink still wet on the broadsheet, and thought of the Palatines packed like herrings in the holds at Rotterdam. 400 souls to a vessel, dysentery and typhus, their passage money, the Rhine Valley emptied by promises that evaporated at the gangplank. The assembly petitioned the governor in 55 for a duty on each redemptioner, landed, not from cruelty, but from calculation. The pestilence that rode those ships did not respect the charter of the colony. A border is a line drawn on parchment. Hunger draws its own map and water. The Moroccan gate opens, the Spanish bayonets close, and 15 bodies wash ashore where the Mediterranean meets the Atlantic. We called it the natural increase of mankind when the empty continent swallowed our poor. We call it crisis when the continent is full and the poor still come. The arithmetic does not change. A man will risk drowning for bread. A government will send soldiers rather than bakers. I watched the junta debate the same calculus in 43, whether Pennsylvania should fund a hospital for the immigrant sick or a barracks for the militia. The hospital won by 3 votes. The barracks got built anyway. The composing stick in my hand knows only one truth. The type moves left to right. The story ends where the margin demands.
Al Jazeera carried the story. 15 deaths in a few hours of chaos. What happens when desperation meets a border fence with nowhere left to go? That's old news for today.